With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders boys basketball team wrapped up their week of action on Friday night at the Hastings High School Fieldhouse, taking on another sectional opponent. This time, Apple Valley coming to town. The Eagles at 1-2, your Raiders at 2-1. The Eagles a jump out to a 26-22 halftime lead, behind none other than Bilal Kone. Of course, he hurt the Raiders all football season. He came back to haunt the Raiders on Friday the 13th again, this time scoring 16 to lead all scorers. In the Apple Valley Eagles' win over the Raiders, the final score was 71-57. The Raiders had 22 first-half points, 35 in the second. It wasn't enough. As the Eagles led by 4 at halftime, they pulled away, outscoring the Raiders by 10 in the second half, 45-35. In the first half, Kone had 8, 6 from Noah Frett, 6 from Davey Hosea. The Raiders had 4 players with 4 points each, Devin Haroldson, Will Johnson, Colby Zach, and Trey Swanson. The Raiders did turn it up a little bit offensively in the second half, but it just wasn't enough. The Raiders were outscored 45-35 in the game. The final scoring stats for Hastings have Devin Haroldson with 16, 14 for Trey Swanson, 10 for Izzy Arnold, including a couple of threes. 4 points for 2 players, both Colby Zach and Will Johnson. Johnson then fouled out with 1:07 to go in the game. And also, J.P. Gudessa had 3. Same goes for Evan McGinnis with 3 in the game. On the other side, Apple Valley led by Bilal Kone's 16 points. 14 from Noah Frett in the game. Bobby Jackson had 11. 7 points from Elliot Ewald. 6 points from Davey Hosea. 5 each from Cortland Johnson and Nick DeLuca. 4 points from Tavon Gardner and 3 from Damian Edgeworth. As the Apple Valley Eagles get a leg up in the section, they beat the Hastings Raiders, falling to 2-2 while the Eagles jumped to 2-2. It was 71-57. We'll have more on the Raiders early next week. Last week, KDWA Sports broke the news that former Hastings Raiders multi-sport athlete Mikey Junker was named All-American in football at Bemidji State University. Little did we know that Mikey was actually coming back to Hastings last week as we approach Christmas break. And Junker joined KDWA Sports between periods of the Hastings Raiders boys hockey game with Henry Sibley. For those who missed it, here's the complete interview with All-American Mikey Junker.
I know how excited you are to put on the headset again. It's not Perkins like it used to be. But first of all, hey, Mikey Junker, thanks for coming up. Second of all, congratulations, pal. You've had so many accolades over your 4 years at Bemidji, but none bigger than I think the All-American Award that you were just announced to get a couple days ago. I want to ask you, first of all, what was this whirlwind career at Bemidji like for you?
It was awesome, you know. I mean, going up as a walk-on, you know, not many people expected much to come out of it, but, you know, I just use that as motivation. People see walk-ons as, oh, you know, they're here to help the guys get better, you know, practice squad. But like you said, I use that as motivation, just get better every day, you know, beat the kids out that got their own money. But and nothing to the kids that got scholarships. Like, they earned that. Good for them. But no, I mean, every single year I came into it with, a clean mindset, you know, like let's get to work. But no, it's been a good, fun 5 years. You know, I've made so many friendships up there that are going to last a lifetime. It's been awesome. And, you know, I definitely could not get to where I'm at, you know, the All-American. I definitely would not have gotten there with all the guys I played with, all the coaches, you know, even come back here to high school. Yeah. I mean, coming home over break, so coaches let me work out with them. I mean, it goes all the way back. I couldn't have done it by myself.
When you were named All-American, and be honest with me, and I know you are so team first, so you're going to say it's all about my teammates and everything else, but when you got told you were an All-American, that's something you and I and every kid growing up dreams about, is when you go to college to be an All-American, to win a championship, whatever it might be, big games. When you got told you were an All-American, what emotions went through your body, and what was that like?
You know, honestly, I just got the chills, because, I mean, it's something you dream of every day. I mean, growing up, it's a whole other story to actually live it and actually see it in the writing, you know. To actually see my name next to the All-American, I didn't really know what to say. I was pretty speechless when I saw it. You know, I was actually at work, and I went on my 20-minute break, and I take my 20-minute break, and I had 5 text messages saying, like, hey, let's go, congratulations, that's awesome. And I didn't even know that, because it was a pretty busy day at work, and I clicked on it, and I saw there was a screenshot of it, and I didn't know what to say. I was pretty in shock. Called my parents right away just to let them know, and you know, my grandparents right after, and decided to share with them because they've been there since day one. Aww. Every single sport growing up, playing football, hockey, baseball, I mean, they've been there every single day supporting me the whole way.
Let's not beat around the bush. You have a good buddy who's playing for the New England Patriots right now. You know where I'm going, man. I mean, I don't care if you're Division II, Division III. You can play the game. There's going to be people that can find you. I know Gunner probably has a speed dial to your phone, and I'm sure he can give that number to Coach Belichick anytime if you'd like to take him up on that offer. How legit of a dream is that right now, Mikey? I mean, after a wonderful career, there's got to be that hope or feel that that could very well be an option. Even if it's just to get into somebody's camp, how cool would that be, my man? Talk about maybe the next level if that could happen.
Yeah, I mean, just like we were saying before, it's just another dream. You know, a lot of the kids have it, and it's another thing to actually have it maybe become a possibility. But, I mean, the NFL is definitely a tough shot. You know, Gunner's one of my best buddies, so I got to listen to it all the way, you know, his entire ride all the way through. And, I mean, kind of going back to that, to be honest, that's why I'm home tonight, because I'm leaving at 6:50 to go out there tomorrow. I'm going to see with them.
No way.
Stay with them. I'll be out there till Tuesday hanging out with them, going to the game. So, yeah, I was talking to him a little earlier tonight, so pretty excited about that. But no, I mean, I got to talk to him throughout the whole entire ride, just when he was out there for OTAs and when he had his pro day with the U. So I got to see the whole trip, and definitely a long shot. You know, not many people get the chance to do it, and even those who do get a chance to try out, I mean, the numbers are just, it's tough. But I mean, if you get a shot, it's a once in a lifetime thing.
It'd be so cool if you could do it. Now, I know you got to go. You have a bunch of fans, I'm sure, that are down there waiting to talk. No, but this team, this is no joke.
I
mean, think you put number 20 on this ice, this team. How crazy this team would even be, even more. But, I mean, you've watched it for two periods. This has been going on for 2.5 games now, and a lot last year in a 21 season. From you now, 4.5 years removed, how cool is this to see what we're seeing on the ice right now?
This is awesome. I mean, I can't explain it. I mean, it's so awesome. Adam Welch is doing a fantastic job at the bench with his two assistants. You know, they're getting the guys to stay in town, you know, stay with the program, which I definitely think has helped getting to this stage. I mean, you don't just get here by patching it together with kids coming in from different places. It's awesome to see what they're doing, and it's awesome coming back. I mean, I was following last year. I've been following, I mean, ever since I left. I'll be a Raider Nation until I die. You know that, Todd. Come on now. But, no, it's awesome. It's awesome to see these guys putting a good team together and winning some games.
You've made us so proud, buddy, and I know that that's only beginning. Whatever happens in the future, best of luck. Congrats on all the success, All-American, and go watch the rest of this game. Enjoy it.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Mikey Doug. Junker joining us after the second period.
If you missed it, find this interview at KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.